You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunzer from Sunderland Private Wealth. Tale of two halves, really, this week, Nick. Looked a bit dodgy at the beginning of the week and has ended with a flourish, I think.
Yeah, it has, Lindsay. I mean, it's we've always said that... You know, this, if you want to take this market to the next level, I'm talking just sort of globally the market, you know, we do need some sort of catalyst or something. And we're sort of musing with David on Tuesday about maybe it's going to be the third quarter earnings season. Let's give us some direction. Well, goodness me, it didn't disappoint. All the financials this week since Wednesday, and there's your tale of two halves. Monday, Tuesday, a bit of a soggy session ahead of those earnings. Mm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a bumper session. I mean, Goldman Sachs today on track for a record full year profits. Of course, we had Morgan Stanley as well, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan kicked it off. I mean, Goldman Sachs posting revenue, get this for a number.
Yeah.
Revenue of $46 billion.
For the quarter.
For the quarter. I mean, that is mind blowing. 88% up on investment banking revenue. I mean, record investment banking. So, I mean, animal spirits, let's talk about it. I mean, alive and well. I mean, it is the Goldman Sachs' earnings year to date are higher than any prior full year since it was actually founded. I mean, they really are worth taking note of. And now you wonder why the market's got this sort of risk on, because these financials really have set the tone for what I think is going to be a record, another record earnings season.
There's going to be some nice bonuses at Goldman Sachs, and any bars and restaurants around the Goldman Sachs headquarters in New York are going to be having a bumper season themselves. What's it? What is it though? Is it transactions? Is it primary dealing? What is it?
M&A. All to do with deal making, and more deal making. You almost get the feeling, well, I mean, I certainly do, that now that we know that the writing is on the wall, that the free money decade is over, rates are going to start rising, that they're squeezing in as many as they can and trying to raise as much funds, do as many deals as they can while money is so cheap. So it was all about deal making. That was all the, literally, that was, they raked in billions of dollars. In it. The FT is calling it a deal making boom. Back of this.
Okay, well, make hay while the sun shines, I suppose. Let's have a look at the... I looked at the Stock Exchange News Service today. There's absolutely nothing to get your teeth into there.
Yeah, it's quiet.
So let's have a look at the spot prices, because the Rand has had a really good 2 or 3 days. 14.63, the dollar Rand. The British pound against the Rand is 20.14. The Euro Rand is 16.97. Euro dollar 116.05. And the pound against the dollar, the cable, is 137.65. The gold price... What's that done? It's down $11. It was threatening to go above 1,800 yesterday, but it hasn't quite made it. It's got a bit giddy up there. 1,775, down 11. The platinum price, though, has had a good one. Look at that. $52 up in 24 hours to 1,061. But palladium and going in the opposite direction. 2,078, down 60. What on earth is going on with these PGMs, for goodness sake?
I know they are all over the place, and we spoke about zinc yesterday and a couple of others. It really is a little bit of a mixed bag. I think people are trying to find what the next sort of hot sector is, where they're flipping from oil into PGMs and back again. But nevertheless, it's certainly looking at my screens at the moment. Besides, as you mentioned, palladium, I certainly think this commodity trade is still well on track. I mean, look at copper, Lindsay. I mean, you haven't mentioned it, but 4.7, that's your COMEX copper price, but now well over $10,000 an ounce. That is a number, that is a big technical level, and it's now going to close above it for the first time in a long time.
And crude oil as well, coming to the party with West Texas up 1% to $82.14, and Brent crude oil, $84.69, which is at 0.8, and I think it might have touched $85 per barrel earlier on today. But anyway, natural gas taking a bit of a breather, but it's had a decent enough week, down 1.75%.
I wonder at what point, Lindsay, do people actually start taking notice of oil and saying, well, actually, it's not really a good thing for the markets to have 85. For the moment, they seem to be taking it in a stride, and I think they're convinced it's maybe this oil price is also transitory. But, I mean, no one seems to be wanting to turn the taps on. I heard an interesting story about how the frackers are desperate to turn on the taps.
Yeah.
Because they break even points around about sort of $40, $42 thereabouts. So where it's sitting right now is just
why are they doing it? I know you just can't turn a tap on and you have to go out and
the banks and the greenies, they can't get financing.
Huh.
because all the greenies and the tree huggers are, you know, basically not allowing you to do fracking, and they're trying to stop it. The banks are now pulling back financing. So after lying dormant for so long, the banks, if you want to get financing to open up your fracking well, the banks won't give it to you.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, maybe when the M&A activity runs out for Goldman Sachs and the like, maybe they will give them a bit of financing just to boost next course.
Their window, the first in line.
Exactly. The US 10-year bond yield is 1.567%. Let's call it 1.57%. The South African 10-year bond yield, what's that been doing? It's had a bit of a yo-yo week, 9.44% at the moment. And the S&P futures at the moment, after a really good couple of days, up another 0.2% to 4,458. Not that far away. Was it? That's about 100 points away from all-time record highs, isn't it?
Correct. About 1.5%. Yeah, I'm just trying to do the maths now, because yesterday it was 2.4% away from the all-time high. So another sort of 70 pips today. So yes, you're not far, exactly right. 1.5 points away.
Yeah.
Percent away, sorry.
Yes, okay. Let's have a look at what happened on the JSE today. Before I go to my list, what shares stood out for you today on our local market?
Well, it was quite a lot, actually. I mean, we talked about the Sens announcement. There's a trading update from Netcare. Mediclinic.
Yes.
Which was very well received. So that was the top of my leaderboard, up close on 12% on the session. So that was a nice set of numbers. And in fact, the numbers at Mediclinic's numbers are actually pre-COVID-19 level in revenue. So that's really, really encouraging. So that stood out for me. And then the other one actually, I mean, I don't follow it that closely, but it just caught my eye the last few days because they did have a trading update. That was Famous Brands. We have spoken about it on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Also a really solid set of numbers, given all the the hill they've got to climb and all the sort of challenges they face. It's up about 3 days in a row, and I see it's up another 5.5% today.
Very good. Well, let's have a look at what I've got on my list. And Mediclinic, as you quite rightly said, I missed their trading update.
Mediclinic, well, I sneaked it through.
Yeah. 11.5% higher. Netcare on its coattails up 6.8%. Italtile up 5%. Cup up 4.2%, one of your faves. And Aspen PharmaCare up 3.6%. On the downside, AB InBev down 2.8%. Montauk Renewables down 2.75%. Northam 2.2% down, Old Mutual lost 2.1%, and Goldfields down 2%, but otherwise not much. And it looked to me as though the market was a bit tired when it comes to volume, but we'll come to that in a second, or rather value traded. Give us the JSE indices, if you would, at the end of a volatile week.
Oh, you're right, Lindsay. But volatile week, but finishing quite nicely, higher than when we started. Just for a reminder for the listeners out there, we started the Monday session at 65,600 on the old share, and we're closing out at 67,026. So,
nice.
A decent run. So that is your JSE All Share closing price, and it's 0.27 percentage points up on the day, 182 points. Top 40 companies index also having a good session, up 0.17%, 102 points. Now back over 60,000. So we're closing the week above 60,000, 60,494. And we have been, before we move on to that, some of the other indices, small cap index has won 1.05% higher. We did also have the capped Aussie up 0.25%, led higher by, on average, we had Mediclinic International up 11.39%, so all that sector up higher. Also, research sector, research and teaching, and Abitech up 7.57%. Netcare falling onto Mediclinic's tail, clinics up 6.52%. My sectors are not loading properly, Lindsay, so
that's all right.
To call it on that one.
We get the picture. And the value traded?
Very traded, as you rightly said, a little bit disappointing, actually, 18.437. It felt like more today, but I guess not. I guess not.
Just before you go for your well-earned weekend, what's the live Wall Street, please?
Okay, so live Wall Street, as you said, and just like yesterday, you know, we've been following, Lindsay, this conversation recently about this growth and value, growth versus value.
Yes.
And the last couple of sessions, I'd say like a week or two ago, you'd find the Nasdaq up and the Dow Jones down and vice versa. But the last two, three sessions, it's been quite broad-based, which I do say being a perma bear sometimes, I do say actually does bode well for the bulls out there. Mm. So S&P 500 up 0.62%, highs of the session, just shy of 2% from the all-time high. 44.57 is your number there. The NASDAQ composite is back over 15,000. 15,107, that's your front month future, up 0.5%. And value coming back in favor if I look at what the Dow Jones is doing. The biggest mover out of the three, up 0.8%, back above 35,000. We got that level, 35,059.
Yeah, can it continue? Well, we'll see next week when more results come out. Nick Kunzer, thank you very much for your time this evening and all week. Nick Kunzer is from Sandland Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow.
The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.